I got on the deck and they just said, get down the deck, get down the deck, because we're going to take off as soon as possible before the Stukas come. So I went over and there was a thing called a Kali float, and it was like a frame of wood with oil drums in it that have been sealed up, and it was just lying on the deck with bits of rope put onto it. And that, if the ship went down, would float. And in my simple childish mind, I thought, if I get in there and I put legs through all the wood and so forth, that I shall be all right in there, because if it goes down, I shall float. And all I can remember was the humming of aeroplanes coming. Stukas are coming, Stukas. And I fell asleep. And I don't know how long it took to get across the channel, because I slept all the way. And the next thing I knew was a sailor standing over me shouting, "Wake up, wake up! Are you going ashore? Aren't you going ashore?" And I thought, "Where are I?" I said, "Where are we?" He said, "Dover, you bloody fool." And I thought, well, I don't even mind him swearing at me, it's Dover. So I pulled myself up and went off, went down the gangplank, and I knew I was back in England. They've got tables there with loads of tea and buns and so forth, and I was ravenous. I think I ate six buns. Which was greedy, really. But oh, my stomach was so empty. And then the military police were there too, and they were saying, "Keep moving, keep moving." And they had a train in the station, and I said, "Where's the train going?" Nobody knew, but anyway, get on the train. You must get out of here, must get out of here, because there are masses of troops going on. Although we were now very much the tail end. And then we drove across England and stopped at side stations, and people were all waving the WVS. I thought, oh, this is England. You're worth fighting for.